From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Burst the Doubler, in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Burst grew up in a household of 7 children and 1 small kitchen. This is, as anyone who has lived in a household of 7 children knows, not actually possible. It is mathematically equivalent to 7 children growing up in 0 kitchen, because the kitchen, small to begin with, was always so crowded with people and pots and bread flour and damp wooden bowls that it functionally did not exist as a space anyone could use individually. To get a cup of water, you had to wait until your brother was done at the basin. To toast bread, you had to wait until your sister had finished kneading. To sit down at the kitchen table, you had to negotiate. The household, in the town of Yeastfield, on the eastern edge of the kingdom, was the household of the Burstwell family. The family had been bakers for 8 generations. You may, by this point, be noticing that the kingdom is full of baking families. The reason is straightforward. The kingdom's economy was, for several centuries, anchored by grain. Where grain is, bakers are. The kingdom's families had simply specialized. Burst, whose given name was Yeast after the family's secondary livelihood, the family also sold yeast starter to other bakers in the region. Yeast meant yeast in the old language, was the youngest of the 7 Burstwell children. He was 11 years younger than his oldest sister. The whole family was, by the time Burst was 8, already fully formed as a baking operation. Burst's role was to be small, useful, and learn the trade by watching.
The thing he learned most deeply was the doubling of yeast. His mother, Pomona, who ran the kitchen and the bakery, and was, by reputation, the sharpest yeast keeper in 3 provinces, taught him this from the time he was 4. She would set a small ball of yeast on the warm corner of the kitchen counter. She would point at it. She would say, "Yeast, watch this. In 20 minutes, it will be twice this size." Burst would watch. 20 minutes would pass. The yeast, slowly but definitely, would be twice the size. His mother would point again. She would say, "In 40 minutes, it will be 4 times. In 1 hour, it will be 8 times. In 2 hours, it will be 64 times. In 3 hours, 512 times. In 4 hours, 4,096 times. That is why we control the temperature. If we did not control the temperature, the yeast would fill the whole kitchen." Burst, at age 4, was impressed. He was frightened. He was fascinated.
By 6, he was comfortable with the principle. Yeast doubles every 20 minutes. By 8, he could compute how much yeast there would be after any given number of doublings. By 10, he could compute how many doublings it would take to reach a given amount. By 12, he had, entirely without anyone using the word, internalized exponential growth. When he went to the village school at 13 and the teacher introduced exponential functions, Burst raised his hand within the first 10 minutes. He said, "That is yeast." The teacher, a thoughtful woman who had taught at the village school for 20 years, said, "What?" Burst said, "Y equals 2 to the X is the formula for yeast at 20-minute intervals. Y is the multiplicative factor. X is the number of 20-minute intervals. After 3 intervals, the yeast is 2 cubed times its starting amount, which is 8 times. After 10 intervals, 2 to the 10th, which is 1,024 times. The formula my mother used to tell me when I was 4 is just the algebra of exponentials." The teacher set down the chalk. She said, "Yeast, where do you live?" Burst said, "Burstwell's Bakery, end of the lane." The teacher said, "That makes sense. Your mother has been teaching you exponential growth since you were 4. Burst nodded. He had not at the time thought of it as instruction. He had thought of it as being told a fact about yeast. But the teacher was clear. Burst had internalized the principle that most students struggle with, that exponential growth is fundamentally different from linear growth, that small numbers become enormous numbers quickly, that the multiplicative is not the additive. When Burst was 18, he went to the Function Forge Academy. He studied for 4 years. He joined the faculty at 22. He has been teaching exponential functions for 9 years. In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He brings, from his mother's bakery, which his oldest sister now runs, a small ball of yeast starter in a covered jar. He places the jar on the desk. He says, "This is yeast. In 20 minutes, at the warm end of the kitchen counter, it will be twice this size. In 40 minutes, 4 times. In 1 hour, 8 times. In 2 hours, 64 times. That is exponential growth. Each step multiplies the previous amount."
Then he writes on the board, y equals 2 to the x. He says, "Here is the algebra, 2 to the x. For x equals 1, y equals 2. For x equals 2, y equals 4. For x equals 3, y equals 8. For x equals 10, y equals 1024. For x equals 20, y equals 1,048,576. This is what makes exponentials extraordinary. They start small. They become enormous, quickly. The children always are surprised. They had heard the word exponential, but had not viscerally understood how fast it grows. Burst widens his hands in a dramatic gesture. He says, "The yeast in the jar is small. The yeast in my mother's whole kitchen, if we did not control the temperature, would be enormous. My mother controls the temperature. This is also why exponential growth is contained in real life by something. The food runs out, the space runs out, the resources run out. But the function itself keeps doubling. The math is the map. The containedness is outside the math." When children ask whether exponential functions are hard, Burst always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are doublings. Each step is the previous step times a fixed multiplier. The multiplier is the base of the exponential. The number of steps is the exponent. That is everything about exponential functions. He still keeps the jar of yeast on his desk. He brings a new one every academic year. The old one, a fresh-baked loaf, made from the previous year's yeast, he eats with his colleagues at the term-end faculty meal. And every time he breaks the warm loaf and passes it around, Burst feels a soft, full happiness, the same cozy wonder he felt as a 4-year-old, watching something small quietly become enough to share.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Burst the Doubler. Released under Creative Commons BY-NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.